daily group fitness workouts, request a personal trainer, or own your independence and build your own training plan. Exercise can improve muscle strength and boost your endurance and confidence. Feel better and live longer.
Hello, this is John Lennon of the Beatles, and you're listening to the number one station in College Park, WMUC, at 65 on the dial.
This is Ari, and you're listening to Halcyon Days. I had to pull out the super famous John Lennon PSA just this last time. Today, I will be hosting a more low-key show. My dad has been on the last couple of shows, and we've been digging really deep into the history of certain genres and musical artists and whatnot. But I wanted to just highlight a couple of songs that have really grown on me this past year and a half that I've spent listening to music and learning a lot of different things. I've decided that the first half of today, it's going to be rock, not the metal that I played the last couple shows, but just more low-key, easy-listening rock. And then the second half will be pop, not contemporary pop, of course, more 80s pop. We are going to start off with a song that has a really interesting name, Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo, but hear me out. It means getting it on, but it really works in the context of the song. You'll see what I mean. It is a one-hit wonder full of lyrical cliches, but technically not, because it actually predated all of the really big boogie rock bands. I'm talking ZZ Top and Foghat, but this song came out in 73. Rick Derringer, he is a great guitarist. He ended up supporting Edgar Winter on a couple tours. They were good friends. He sang Free Ride, if you're not familiar. But why isn't he a household name, you might be wondering. My theory is that it's because of the All American Boy album cover, which is actually the album that Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo comes off of. I would say look it up and see for yourself. We'll be right back. going to keep the energy up with what's next. Rainbow, the band, was fronted by Dio and Jolin Turner at different times, both of which are powerful vocalists and they have different styles from each other. Rainbow is actually Richie Blackmore, the lead guitarist of Deep Purple's side project, but I will be playing Starstruck today, which is sung by Dio. If you are curious about a Jolin Turner song, Stone Cold is a great one. I just couldn't include it today because I'm a little pressed for time. And then up after that is Fire Woman by The Cult. I would say The Cult is definitely an underrated band. Their lead singer, Ian Astbury, kind of sounds like Jim Morrison of The Doors, and he's actually aware of that too because he sang for a Doors tribute act in the 2000s. I started listening to The Cult after I discovered them via the song when I was sitting in Lemmy's Lounge in LA this past year.
If I'm high on a hill, she'll still be looking down at me.
two veteran bands, The Who and The Eagles. The Who almost never get enough credit for their musical trailblazing. Everybody always talks about The Beatles and The Stones first, which is a disservice. They have some really deep conceptual and experimental music that puts me personally in the stratosphere. I can't even point to anything specific. It's just all good. With The Eagles, I mostly know what would be included in a greatest hits compilation, but they are a master class in strong songwriting. From The Who, I will be playing Eminence Front. I was put onto this by a friend during a road trip last January. And according to my dad, it was their 1982 farewell tour opening track. It has a 2-minute long instrumental intro, which is actually really ahead of its time. It's pretty synth heavy. And it bounces back and forth, panning between the left and right ear. And from The Eagles, Victim of Love. I don't know that this song is completely unknown, but it is definitely overshadowed by the other hard hitters on the Hotel California album, namely the title track. Although this is a childhood nostalgia track for me, I can't remember exactly where or when I first heard it.
Dressed to kill.
Triumph are similar to Rush in that they are a Canadian three-piece progressive rock band. But for some reason, they are niche, and I think they deserve the same success and recognition that Rush has. They actually announced a tour this year, and I definitely will be going to see them, for sure. They're actually playing in their home country, Canada, at the end of April. Quick aside, prog rock is characterized by its complexity and concept album type style, so the song that I have selected from Triumph's discography, Laid on the Line, does show this. If I wasn't as pressed for time, I definitely would have played Ordinary Man. That is kind of the pinnacle of Rick Emmett, the singer and lead guitarist's vocal range, and Triumph's signature freeform sound.
It's the same old story all over.
WMUCFM College Park, this is Ari, and you are listening to Halcyon Days. We're currently talking about non-metal, underrated songs by popular bands, or underrated artists in general. It would not be an episode of Halcyon Days without including some new wave. This will be most of the rest of today's program, so no more rock. Most people hip to my music listening in college will know that I have been a diehard Wham fan since January 2023. They started it all for me. I've featured a lot of their music in past shows, but I still am somehow able to find things in their discography that I like have a new attachment to after all these years. And then at the end of 2024, I got into Spandau Ballet, which they're kind of in the same vein as Wham, but they have a different style, of course. Wham and Spandau Ballet are both known for a few songs each. For Wham, it's Last Christmas, Careless Whisper, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. And then for Spandau Ballet, it's True. You might not know it by name, but it appeared on many 80s film soundtracks. My agenda is to show how good the lesser-known stuff is. So my big PSA for today is definitely listen to a band's entire discography. Might take you a while, but you'll definitely find something that you enjoy. This is Only When You Leave by Spandau Ballet, and If You Were There by Wham.
I only wanna learn. Now you're leaving.
More hidden tracks by huge new wave acts. Simple Minds is known for Don't You Forget About Me, and The Cure is known for a whole lot, but most notably Boys Don't Cry and Love Song. I learned Simple Minds are from Glasgow during my recent trip there in December. At the Transport Museum, they had an exhibit of a bunch of musical artists who came from the city itself. I know all the things she said from hearing it on the radio as a kid. And then quickly, a bit of College Park lore. Seastone used to be called The Rendezvous or The Vue, and there were a few songs that played there all the time. The second song in the set, Let's Go to Bed by The Cure, is actually a Vue song from my dad's college days, and I often use it as a warm-up when practicing octaves on bass guitar.
Will follow for you. Love will serve.
If I could, I would literally do an entire episode about Jamiroquai, but I can't. So here's something from my favorite Jamiroquai album, Dynamite. I will be playing the title track. The entire album is just fantastic. My personal recommendation is Star Child, which is criminally underrated in the Jamiroquai discography. This band is the perfect combination of disco, funk, and pop, and contrary to popular belief, the lead singer is not Jamiroquai, but JK, or Jason K. I've slowly been exploring their albums over the past couple years, and all I can say is that they keep setting the bar higher and higher for me. I will be right back after this to close out the show with some Journey and to introduce the next and final episode of Halcyon Days.
She's looking hot in the breeze.
And finally, a deep cut from Journey's Raised on the Radio. I listen to SiriusXM probably as much as Spotify when I'm driving, and some of my recent favorites I've picked up from there. I tend to switch between Ozzy's Boneyard, Classic Rewind, Hair Nation, 80s on 8, 70s on 7, and The Groove. But if I remember correctly, I found this one on Classic Vinyl. Next week will be the last episode of Halcyon Days. My brother and dad will co-host with me as we talk about all the concerts we've seen from 2024 to 25. We'll probably start around 4:30 because there's a lot to get through. Thank you for listening. See you next week on WMUC-FM at 4:30, now 5 o'clock. This is Girl Can't Help It.
If she could show